I'm Kaya.
I'm Kamaya.
And you're listening to WPFW Washington.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time!
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And we're so glad that you're joining us again for another amazing hour of some great, great, great fun for the whole family.
We have some awesome things in store, beginning with We Nation Sneak Peek.
Sneak Peek.
With Shawana Shine Kemp of Shine and the Moonbeams.
Sneak peek? What is a sneak peek?
We just give you a glimpse of an interview for our podcast. And where to hear the entire podcast, you could just go to WeNationRadio.com/podcast.
Oh, so that's going to have some fun with that. And you said it was Shine and the Moonbeams.
Yes.
All right.
And also we have some new music from Little Miss Ann. Very close friend and co-founder of Family Music Forward.
Yes.
And the Story Pirates.
Whoa. Well, you all need to get ready because we're about to have some fun. I know it's that time of year and people are going to have some Halloween fun, and we're going to make this a whole Halloween segment.
So, just this segment?
The whole show. How about that?
I'm thinking we need a whole show.
We need a whole show. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue this whole process, and let's get started with some Halloween fun with our friend Kimberly Stewart coming to us out of California. This is Halloween is Here Tonight. You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW.
But it's late October and the days got colder. Now the leaves fall away. My favorite holiday, Halloween, make me holler and scream. It's not today, but it's soon. Kids in their rooms, check the costumes. The moon glows, fog floats like exhaust fumes. In this lost tomb, I wake up and stretch. Been waiting all year for the day that's the best. I'm kinda different. For me, Halloween's like Christmas.
Christmas. But the only gift on this Misfits wish list, just kids to play with. One night is fine, I've been 8 years old since 1899. And that's a long time to be on your own. No other ghosts around, I'm all alone. 24-7, 365, except one night when being alive is my disguise.
There's no time like Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Nothing quite like Halloween when the ghosts are in the air. There's no time like Halloween,
zombies moan, monsters scream.
Ain't no party like Halloween, and you know you'll find me there. There's no time like Halloween,
step right up, follow me.
Ain't no party like Halloween, and there's no need to be scared.
I'm finally trick-or-treating, so nervous my feet are sweating. But wait, ghosts don't sweat, I keep forgetting. And right now the moon shines down on a nice crowd. I blend in and hope they don't find out. Don't wanna raise eyebrows or get a glance from parents. They get scared when they see them transparent. I can't bear it, don't wanna get busted. Cause Halloween's the one night when we're all just kids. I'm having fun, there's one house I have to hit. Cause it hypnotized me like a magic trick. What a celebration, they got decorations from roof to basement and porch to pavement. And they never take them down. I remember they were still around last November and December. Halloween forever, it's just what I wanted, so maybe they'll like the house better if it's haunted.
There's no time like Halloween, zombies moan,
monsters scream.
Nothing quite like Halloween when the ghosts are in the air. There's no time like Halloween,
step right up, follow me.
Ain't no party like Halloween, and you know you'll find me there.
¿Estás escuchando?
Estoy escuchando We Nation Radio.
We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Global Beats
for Little Feet.
Oh yeah.
When I'm with you, I feel like a zombie came too close. You want no coffin, afraid of my germs. I'm not so scary, I can't get close. Stuck in between, gotta stay 6 feet. I gotta rock this beat. You gotta say please. If you gotta sneeze, I gotta peace. You ain't get no hugs if you don't wear no scrubs. Every single day I'm just home and bored. Only place I can go is to the grocery store. Stuck in a mob, can't touch no one. All I wanna do is just have some fun. When I'm with you, I feel like a zombie. Came too close. You don't want no coffin, afraid of my germs. I'm not so scary, I can't get close. I'm stuck at home, I feel alone. When I'm with you, I feel like a zombie, I can't get close.
Stay at home, you better wash your hands.
Or you'll be
quarantining in an ambulance.
Situation,
lurching shock.
Yuck.
If you're not careful, then you will get chomped.
Yep.
Every single day I'm just home.
Yep.
scratching and the sniff, sniff, grumble and the hiss of the creature in the corner. I hear the floorboards creaking while the big scary snake into my door. Feels like I'm a goner. I'm lying in my bed, listening to the wind. These old house bones, but I'm gonna be brave. Got to be brave, 'cause I'm almost 6 years old. I hear the drip, drop, tinkle in the sink, and the tick tock clock. I think it's got to be midnight. I see the old witch's hat with her wicked black cat. Got the snaggletooth staring, looking my way. I'm lying in my bed, and I get the feeling that something ain't right. But you're not gonna scare me if you come near me with all of your bumps in the night. Shadow on the wall, I follow with my eyes while it rises straight up to the ceiling. It's kind of funny how easy my tummy gets queasy, but I know that I can deal with what I'm feeling. I'm lying in my bed, spidey senses tingle, 'cause something ain't right. But you're not gonna scare me if you come near me with all of your bumps in the night.
Ghost in the closet,
what do you do?
Open the door and say, boo! During the daylight hours, the closet was my clubhouse. I'd play come, hide and seek, sitting quiet as a mouse. But it was always different in the middle of the night. I'd hurry past that closet. It gave me such a fright.
Ah! Ghost in the closet, what do you do? Ghost in the closet, what do you do? Ghost in the closet, what do you do?
Open the door and say, phew!
I don't see any ghosts in here.
I don't see any ghosts.
It is a little dark, though.
Oh.
Does anybody know where the lights are?
Phew, phew.
There's a big echo in here, too.
Ghost in the closet, what do you do? Ghost in the closet, what do you do? Ghost in the closet, what do you do?
Open the door and say,
yoo-hoo!
I always knew a ghost sat right behind the door. Odd noises coming from within, I needed to explore. Then one night, everyone, they had all gone to bed. I tossed, I turned, just to shake the monsters from my head.
Ghost in the closet, what do you do? Ghost in the closet, what do you do?
Ghost in the closet,
what do you do?
Open the door and say,
boo!
I walk straight to the closet, took a deep breath in, turned that doorknob real slow. Door opened with,
hello.
There I met the little ghost. I thought I'd be afraid, but when I saw him trembling there, I was glad I stayed.
Me too.
Ghost in the closet. Ghost in the closet. Ghost in the closet. You do.
Open the door and say, nice to meet you.
Ghost in the closet, what do you do?
Open the door and say,
boo!
Listening to WPFW 89.3 FM here in the nation's capital. I am Auntie Lolita here with Uncle Devin, and this is We Nation Radio. And you just heard Jazzy Ash with Monsters.
Oh, I love that laugh. You know, I used to always laugh. My folks will always tell me that whenever I heard other children laugh, I would just laugh when I was younger. So I'm going to keep laughing.
I can see that happening. Yeah.
And then before that, we had our good friends Wendy and DB with Ghost in the Closet.
And prior to that, we had Bumps in the Night by KB Worley.
And then we had Pierce Freelon with his daughter, Stella. Stella Freelon with Zombie.
Such a cool song.
It really is.
And before that, we had Ain't No Party Like Halloween by Secret Agent 23 Skidoo.
Yes, a good friend of We Nation Radio. And, you know, he just did something with one of the pioneers of hip-hop.
That's right. That was Grandmaster Caz.
Yeah.
Of the Cold Crush Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's doing his thing. And but that was his great song, and I love that. And thank you, Kimberly Stewart, for opening up with your Halloween song.
You know, before we continue, I'm ready for the We Nation sneak peek, Uncle Devin.
Sneak peek.
Yes.
And so I want you to help me welcome to the We Nation podcast, the one and only Shawana Kemp. We call her Shine of Shine in the Moonbeams. Welcome to We Nation.
Hello. Hi, Devin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, first of all, for everything you've been doing for years and being a pioneer in this industry for all children's artists, but in particular for Black artists. Thank you so much. Tell the audience a little bit about who you are.
Well, I am Shine of the band Shine in the Moonbeams. I write most of the songs with my partner, John Heagle. And we've been at this for about 10 years, maybe 11, because we were writing songs before we started performing them. But I basically write music that is child-centered, family-centered, and that is in the tradition of soul music and funk and the music that I grew up on and I love, and I'm a big fan of music, but I am a big fan of Black American music, and I celebrate that and try to introduce young people to those sounds and those themes that have always been in Black American music.
You have a new album right now called I Am. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I Am came out of basically the pandemic. I wrote it last summer, and it was a gift because I had gotten really busy between that first record. You know, Zachary, my son, who's now 15, was about 4. And it was a different kind of rhythm in my life. You know, he was young. Mm-hmm. John would come over, you know, he took naps and stuff, you know, so it was like a totally different time period. And then I got busy because I went back to school. I became a teacher and life kind of took over, and the pandemic kind of offered us a moment to bring it down and really kind of take our time with what I wanted to say, what I was thinking about. And what I was thinking about at that time because of George Floyd and all that was, what can we offer children in a moment where the world has shifted so much and they were actually afraid to kind of even go outside and, right, and talk to people. And so what can I give, what would be the gift to a young person at this particular moment in time? And I felt the gift would be more of an inner reflective, who am I? What do I believe? What makes me happy? What brings me joy? And those, again, always the relationship with the mother. And just crafting a narrative, mm-hmm, for where the children are right now and where the young people, yeah, are right now, and where they are is they're inside. So kind of, yeah, an opportunity for them to really go inside of themselves and ask themselves some questions about what do they believe in? Yes. What are they interested in? What brings you joy? You know, I Am, which is the title track, mm-hmm, to be completely honest, came from Peloton because during the pandemic, I was on that bike because my grandmother used to call me high strung, and I think she was right. I can't not do anything. Like, I have to, I'm a goer. I need to do something. I need to be involved. I need to be talking to somebody. I need to be engaged. So the pandemic was about to take me out of here because I was just like, okay,
yeah,
I thought this was only going to be 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? You know, I had to figure out how to get through this. And so the Peloton, Alex Toussaint says, I can, I will, I am. So that's one of his mantras. And so, you know, I was listening to him every day. And so finally I was like, I like that saying. I'm going to add some melody to that. And so I was like, I am, I can, I will, I do. All that you have is inside of you. I am, I can, I will, I see that all that I need is inside of me. So that's where the melody kind of came. So the, and then I said, okay, so now craft it. And one of the things that I find just as a teacher is that our students, because, you know, they're not really reading that much. They're on a lot of social media and a lot of, you know, TikTok and da-da-da-da. So their lexicon is getting smaller and smaller. And so sometimes when you say, okay, give me another word for courage or brave, they get stuck. So I wanted to write a song that also kind of taught several ways of saying, I am courageous. I am resilient. I am, I persevere. I'm steadfast. I am. So it was also bringing in the teacher that lives in me. Yeah. And my love of words. I love, love, love words. And so that was also what came from that, was like, I wanted to give them,
yes,
a couple of ways of saying, I'm all right.
are listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Say, I gotta be safe.
Play now, pay later. Parents, did you know that it costs money for your children to progress to different platforms on some of their favorite video games? Human traffickers know. I'm Wincy Terry Bryant, producer of Traffic Jam, the performing arts series that uses music and drama to protect children from human trafficking. Warn your children not to accept gaming dollars for any of the games they play. Predators will later come back and say, now you owe me. I'm Wincy Terry Bryant, and that's your Traffic Jam tip. To learn more about programs and products that help you keep your children, your family, and your community safe, connect with me online at trafficjam.info.
I gotta be safe.
You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM in the nation's capital, the station for jazz and justice. I am Auntie Lolita here with Uncle Devin on We Nation Radio.
Yeah, I had so much fun with that interview with Sean.
Such an inspiring talent. And that's probably not enough to really describe, you know, all the things that she can do.
I heard a little bit of Frankie Beverly in there. I heard a little bit of everything, but this
was
is...
Who did I Can't Can? Pointer Sisters?
Yeah, Pointer Sisters. So she connected all that in there.
Yes.
And so make sure you go to our podcast, the We Nation Podcast with two E's, available on most podcast platforms, mm-hmm. or you can just simply go to WeNationRadio.com.
And go to the podcast page.
Well, listen, let's get back to some more Halloween music with our friend Snook Nook. In fact, I love this song. And it is called?
No Such Thing as Monsters.
There's no such thing as monsters. Monsters don't exist. It's just your imagination running wild in the night. Vampires, dragons, and ghosts, and goblins, and werewolves are all a myth. Aliens, zombies, and mutants, and mummies are part of a movie script. There's no such thing as monsters. Monsters don't exist. It's just your imagination running wild in the night. There's no such thing as monsters. Monsters don't exist. It's just your imagination running wild in the night. I looked in the closet and under the bed. There was nothing there. I'm pulling the covers over my head. Face is turning pale. I looked in the closet and under the bed. Pulling the covers over my head. Taking a peek and then mommy said, there's no such thing as monsters. Monsters don't exist. It's just your imagination running wild in the night. Vampires, dragons, and ghosts, and goblins, and werewolves are all a myth. Aliens, zombies, and mutants, and mummies are part of a movie script. There's no such thing as monsters. Monsters don't exist. It's just your imagination running wild in the night. It's just your imagination running wild in the night.
Dip, 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 dip
coming to your town.
Skywalker, Kylo Ren's grandfather.
Get stars from your
place.
Darth Vader, he's never having fun. It seems like he can't get anything done. He only wants to rule the galaxy, side by side with his son. But the Empire can't seem to get together as one. Like the end of Star Wars, his head is just spinning. Deep down inside, he knows he's not winning. Even all the kids out there can feel a little good in him. So he calls a meeting with very heavy breathing. Put the ship on lock and nobody's leaving. Here he comes.
V-5-0-4.
You rebel scum. Darth Vader on an elevator. Got Amidala by the collar, and that was the end of her. Vader, years later, he probably don't remember her. He's angry, he's twisted, he's turning up the temperature. Filled with hate, it's too late. Wired evil black cape, the power of the dark side. You can't escape, so run for your life. It's nothing nice. Think twice, he likes to fight. Slice and dice, cut my hand off. I touch too many mice. Under his helmet, his face as well. He looks like Humpty Dumpty, blue cheese patty melt. Red lightsaber up off of his belt. I'm the rebel next level Jedi force that he's never felt. Smoke you, choke you, put his arm up and yoke you. Drive you like a habit like he doesn't even know you. Don't say I never told you. Here he comes. It's going up. It's going up, it's going down. It's going up, it's going down. It's going up, it's going down. Going up, it's going down.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, follow the stars from wherever you are. Use the force and let me see your air guitar. You can feel Vader coming when I spin these bars. He's chilling like a villain, lift you up to the ceiling. Drop you like a brick and won't catch no feeling.
Today is the day that they came to play. I was buried this exact day.
Why do I need to know this?
Okay, guys, you can up now.
He started to croon, then vampires and zombies and skeletons and ghosts came. Like something magic set the monsters free. And so I called the government to make a holiday.
Mysterious sound, he go boo. pretty spooky. Kids all thought that he was rather cool. And even though he was a little kooky, he was just a special goo. So when you're out on Halloween and he appears upon the scene, don't give a scream or run away, just ask him if he'll stay and play. You like the boogie-woogie ghost, he'll be the one you dig the most. You love his boo. Kids all thought that he was rather cool. And even though he was a little kooky, he was just a special goo. When you're out on Halloween and he appears upon the scene, don't give a scream and run away, just ask him if he'll stay and play. You like the boogie-woogie ghost, he'll be the one you dig the most. You love his goo.
Dark. No, I'm not afraid. of the dark.
This is WPFW 89.3 FM. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist with Auntie Lolita. This is We Nation Radio, and that was the one and only Recy Palmer with Not Afraid of the Dark.
Before that, we had The Boogie Woogie Ghost with Chad Cadell.
You know, we sing that in elementary school.
You know, I've never heard that song.
You never heard it?
No.
I'm sure all
and
my,
I love it, but I've never heard it.
I'm sure all my classmates from Rogers Heights over in Bladensburg remember that. We used to sing that a lot. And then we had our good friend, Little Miss Ann, with her gorgeous song, Halloween Crew.
And prior to that, we had the Story Pirates with Happy Monster Day.
That was a nice groove there.
Yeah, that really was.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then we had fellow artist DJ Willie Wow with his song Darth Vader on an Elevator, Unplugged Remix. Can you imagine someone dressed up as Darth Vader during Halloween?
Let alone on an elevator.
On an elevator.
Maybe by yourself. And of course, we opened with Snook Nook and No Such Things as Monsters.
You know, and her music should be a movie.
Very
score.
Theatrical.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Could
excellent.
Have easily been in something like Jingle Jangle or, you know,
yes.
that type of film.
I agree.
And I do believe she's done that type of work before, so I'm not surprised.
Right.
Super talented.
Absolutely.
I don't know about y'all, We Nation family, but I could do with one more song.
One more song.
Can I just have one more, Uncle Devin?
Do it one more time. What y'all say?
Just one. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I tell you what. This is an appropriate song. It actually comes out of the story of The Wizard of Oz.
It does?
Yes. And this is a song by Tyranny Sutton. It's called Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead.
Sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked old witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, below, below your hole. Let's dance, laugh and sing. And ring the bell, high, old Mario. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them all know the wicked witch is dead. Ding dong, she's gone, she's dead. Oh, wake up, you sleepy head, get, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Get, ding dong, she's gone, she has gone. And ring the bell, high, high, hold the Mario. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them all, 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 let them all know she's dead. She's dead. She has gone where the goblins go. Below, below, below your hole. Let's dance and laugh and sing. I couldn't bury your
sing it high, sing it low. Let them all know the wicked witch. Let them all know the wicked witch. Let them all know the wicked witch is dead.
Yes. Man, and that had some hot sauce and some chicken grease and everything on that one.
Now that's how you end the show.
And it's a good way to end as we talk about jazz, because we have something very exciting to share with you. I had the opportunity to MC a program by the Carpe Diem
Rebels Family
Community Sing. Recently. And one of the participants was the one and only Allison Crockett. And she has this program called Generations of Vocal Jazz, which was conceived to create an environment for all ages to learn about the singing of jazz music, beginning with elementary age children. Allison is the founder and executive director of Generations of Vocal Jazz, and she herself is a phenomenal international performer and recording artist, as well as an educator at all levels from ages 3 to 83.
All right.
Yeah.
And actually, this particular program is for her fall program, Jazz Family Jam Song Workshops. It's for 6 to 12 year olds, and it runs from November 2nd through the 13th. Parents and guardians are welcome to join. Hey, why not join in on the fun?
That's
Make
right.
it a family event.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these are 3 sessions, and they're 2-day sessions each. Just to name one. How about this? It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing and rag mop. Potato chips and ooh-bop shabam. Scat singing and syncopation, to name a few.
I love it.
And guess what? It all culminates and ends in a jazz family jazz session.
Yes.
Jam session, rather.
That's okay. Jam and jazz. Jazz and
there
jam.
There you go.
And the most important thing is, especially during this time period where we already know that schools are cutting music and arts programs, but especially during this pandemic, they really are not getting the type of music education they deserve, especially in the Black community. So we want you to reach out to her. You can reach her on her IG and Facebook.
Yes, at Generations of Vocal Jazz.
Generations at Vocal Jazz.
No. Generations of Vocal Jazz.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm about to mess it up. Generations of Vocal Jazz.
Yes.
All right. And thank you, Allison, for even sharing that with us. And we wish you much success with that. Well, listen, we got to make way for the one and only Donald Temple and Loveology. You're gonna love it. Listen, we gotta get out of here. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And as we always say, life is a drum.
So beat it!
Good evening. You're listening to WPFW in Washington, D.C.
Goodbye to Bob. We'll see you next time.